In this episode, I have a chat with Erica, who shares her experience of her brother passing away at a very young age and how it affected her. We talk about grief, family, and how difficult the spirit was in her life, but also about how it gave her more perspective on what's really important and how she built a great community in Dublin of people supporting each other, which helped her get through this difficult time. If you're interested in sharing your story on the podcast, please go to humanconnection.community. Now let's get into the episode.
I turned 30, I think it was 1 year ago. For me, that was a big change because my younger brother passed away like 1 month after that. Mm-hmm. So I think that was like the big change like in my life. Mm. Like turning 30, let's say like passing to the adult life, like very like rough.
Yeah.
In that way, it's going to be almost 1 year after that. And I feel that definitely changed my life in many ways. Mm. It has changed me as a person and as the way that I used to be before.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, one of those things is, for example, anxiety, having like panic attacks that I didn't used to have before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is one of the main changes. And also, I think that when you just like have these kind of situations, like until it doesn't happen to you, it can happen to a close friend or some relative in your family. But if it's not someone like really close to you, like it's really hard like to understand the situation unless it happens to you.
Mm.
Like you can be very empathetic with the people around you that is having the like experiencing the same situation, but like unless until it happens to you, like you can't like you don't know how really it is.
Mm.
And maybe
that also like
yep.
then felt lonely that there are not so many people from your age who had that experience.
Yeah, or maybe like. I would say like, yeah, I would say that it happens all the time and it happens to many people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people younger also have to go through these situations. But as I say, like in your perception or in your mindset, it's not, you don't contemplate that that's a scenario until it happens. Yeah. When that happens, like you start like changing maybe your perspective in terms of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like some things now they are not that important, like for example getting stressed over like simple things, like for example work or having a fight with a friend or something like that, like those simple things now you think like it's not that important or relevant.
Mm.
So yeah, we say that is one of the main changes that I went through that time.
Yeah, it helps to put things in perspective indeed, where you maybe used to worry about smaller things. You're like, in comparison, those things you used to worry about seem like nothing now.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
That is one of the main things. And then after that, well, you start to, for example, considering that this also like could happen to other people close to you as well. So you, well, some people can like think about that in different ways. Like the way who I'm trying to approach this is maybe trying to appreciate more the people that I have left.
Mm.
For example, friends, family. So I would say like I try to approach it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
To maybe face those situations being stronger next time that it will happen, because like it also like help you to understand that it's something normal that is gonna happen in some moment.
Mm.
Even also you will also like will die at some point in life.
I mean, I'm not sure if you can call it a positive, but then indeed a change that you noticed is you more so maybe appreciate the relationships you have with people, or you maybe try to express more how much people mean to you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there is just a positive way to approach these situations. What it was also like curious is like also when you have this situation, then like you start talking with people like more, maybe trying to have maybe more meaningful conversations, not just superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that like many people, I would say like everyone is facing like difficulties, maybe some harder than others, but like everyone is having like a hard time. So
I
guess that it helps you to don't feel like too lonely, like everyone is having something to worry about.
Did you feel like you could indeed like open up and really talk with people around you about the passing of your brother?
Not exactly about that. Like in my case, like for that situation, like the way how I could like handle it, it was maybe not talking too much about that. But maybe like feeling myself like useful for other people or for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like focus myself in trying to help them to solve their problems. I think that for me, that was the best way to do it. And then like in the small moments or periods of time, and then you can like also express how do you feel, like more in a confident way. And that also helps.
Yeah, and you also mentioned the suicide attempt.
Yeah, that one, like about that topic, also I found like really like interesting. I have one situation about that, but it wasn't like as a result of this of my brother's death. That was like many time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But also like these situations also like they can like trigger these feelings or thoughts, like talking with people also like I discovered like it's really hard when you are having difficult moments in life. Like find a reason or a purpose like to be alive when it's really tough, like it's really hard to want it to be alive. You know, like you start like maybe I like also like to relate this with philosophy, because I think that there are like many studies related to this, wondering what is like the purpose of life, of what is the reason that makes you wake up every day in the morning, what is the reason that makes you like take care of yourself. So I feel that it's a very interesting topic. In my case, of course, when that happened, it was like really hard, like do not consider that option. But I have my parents, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So they only have one child left. So of course for me, like I wouldn't think of doing something like that, because I know that it would be really hard for them. Mm-hmm. So I was like, in my case, that was that reason that make me like try to be stronger and find ways to go going through or get over that situation. Well, not get over, but like trying to like to move on and look for help. And so I also find like it's very common to find people that also have like just difficulties, and well, not everybody can find like that way out of that situation.
Mm. Yeah, and how are you currently feeling? Would you say that you kind of left the dark period behind, or is that still like still playing a role?
Yeah, I think like it's a really, really hard situation, and like I think I'm still like trying to get to know myself in different aspects, and I think that you are growing every time in every situation. I like now also I'm trying to look in for to have like to be more close to the to my spiritual like aspect in my life, because like now I'm feeling, I don't know if you have heard about like when you are like struggling, or maybe you have like a repressed feelings, something like that, you start like manifesting those feelings in a physical way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have heard about that. Like for example, one of the things that they say, like, is for example, like people who have, for example, a cancer, is because they have like resentments or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, people who have problems with their heart is because they have like anxiety or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like a theory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in my case, like now I have just like chest pain. I have like tachycardia, like in some like random moments. Mm. So for me, I feel like it's like some kind of sadness that I have inside me. There are some moments that I can feel that I'm not feeling well. But it's like, for example, when you want to cry, but there is nothing coming. So you just have to wait until like that moment comes, and then you can like release of those feelings.
Mm.
So yeah, but I think that for me that is like the way how it's working right now. But I guess that I have to like learn how to work with that.
Yeah.
But
No, yeah, I recently actually a few days ago started reading the emotion code. I don't know if you know of that or not.
No.
Who is the
author?
I forget the name of the author, but I think it's
emotion code. Okay.
I think it's a similar as to what you mentioned, that the author indicates, like, you know, we hold so many kind of emotions and feelings that can be trapped in the body. And I mean, I'm not so far in the book yet, but I think he also has some kind of exercises or ways to try to kind of get them out.
Yeah, there is many like studies related to that. Yeah. I think it makes sense. Make many sense.
Yeah, it's like as you mentioned, like I'm not sure if it's super scientific, but I think for a lot of people it works really well.
Yeah, like when you're feeling maybe overwhelmed or any type of feeling that you have, even if you are happy, also like you can feel it in your body. So I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, and earlier you mentioned kind of like purpose. Do you feel like you found purpose in life?
Well, I think that phrase is, I don't know. I think it's like over.
It's kind of a loaded like phrase.
Yeah, exactly. When you say like you don't know actually where you're saying like find a purpose, like. Maybe, I don't know, for some people it could be their job, or maybe they have like a passion in life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For me, maybe it's just like I have some goals, some projects that I would like to do. Some things in life that I would like to accomplish. So maybe I think that maybe that is my purpose, like just get to live the things that I would like to live, and then that's it. Because I think that also there is a lot of pressure when you hear like, oh, you need to find your passion in life, you need to find your purpose, and usually like, well, it's not like mandatory that you have to have something like really that you are really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think it's a lot of pressure in that.
Yeah,
you can also like see people that also feel very anxious just because they feel that they don't have a passion in life, and I think it's not something that it will dictate your life. Like there are other things that maybe it can help you to find purpose.
Yeah, and I think purpose sounds very singular. Like there is one thing that you're always kind of working on. But yeah, of course, it can be a bunch of things that, you know, give meaning or that you find interesting or that you enjoy to do.
Yeah, it's true.
How long have you been? Have you been in Dublin?
It's already 2 years, more than 3 years.
And how do you like it?
It's really nice. It's a really nice place and very like calm. I think that also like one of the reasons I really like this place is because like I have found very nice people. I would say that I had opportunity to make a very good friends. So I was saying about friendships. I think that. It will determine like how happy or how, I don't know, like content with what you feel in life in general. Also like living in here and if you are like from another country as well, you also like learn to have different type of friendships. Like I have many of them, they are not, they don't live here. They live in different parts of the world. But I think that is also like give you like some hope, because like you still can be like in contact with your friends, and you can still like have like their support, and the friendship is still like solid. So I think like if it's you learn to appreciate that those connections that you make in life. I still have some friends that are living in here, and I would say like it's important that you can have like at least one good friend. I think that it can save you from different situations, even to just be like together, like even you don't need to like to have like a very deep conversation or something like that. It's just like being there for them also, like it helps a lot.
Yeah,
and it could make any place like your home, or if you have at least one friend to be with.
Yes, sounds like in a few years' time you build a really nice community over there.
Yeah, like I feel grateful for that, because like it's really hard if you don't have like that kind of community. Also, like it's really hard. I also like know that in this part of the world, like I don't know if maybe it's because of the weather, also like the like depression and loneliness also like is very common. So yeah, it's also something that you have to take care.
And I'm just curious, like how would you say you would meet those people? Is it like via work or via hobby, or how did that go for you once you moved?
Yeah, usually it would be like some things in common, like hobbies or maybe in college or in jobs, like in different situations. But usually, I would say like the strongest, like friendships that I have is maybe when you are like struggling with that person. So okay. Maybe, for example, in college, like the stronger connections are like when you have like the same problem. So like it gets like you understand each other, so it's easier.
Mm.
And I think that is why like I have it grabs my attention when I saw like your, I think it was on Instagram that I saw like the advertising. I don't remember exactly, but it was like the title is like, it's very true, like human connection. So I think that it's important when you're like going through a hard situation in life, like understand that you are not alone, like there's many people going through the same. So maybe you just try to maybe look around and maybe you will find someone in your same situation.
Yeah, I think that's a great message indeed. Like I think a lot of people are struggling in some way, as you mentioned, maybe with loneliness or maybe with other things. And if you don't have a lot of friends or you don't really have a community, it can really feel like you're just by yourself and you're the only one going through this experience. And then try to reach out and find someone who maybe has gone through a similar thing and try to maybe share your experience if possible.
Mm. And can I ask you like what makes you to start the podcast or the project? I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, thank you. It's I actually had a chat yesterday and we also talked about like why I'm doing this, and honestly I'm still trying to figure out what I'm, what I would like this to become in the future. But in my day job I work a lot with students at a local university. Okay. And I also noticed what you mentioned, that a lot of people they miss home, they maybe suffer from depression or from loneliness or issues in the family and just a bunch of things going on. And I guess I just wanted to create some kind of platform where people can talk about those things and can kind of share what's on their minds, regardless of kind of the own community that they have.
Yeah, I think it's very nice and important to have this this option. To have it.
Yeah, thank you. That's very nice for you. Yeah, I was actually thinking about something you said earlier, which I think was really interesting. I think you said something like, if something else were to happen in your family or with your friends, that you want to be like stronger.
Yeah, well, I think that that comes with the anxiety. I would say, as I say before, like, let's say that like you live your life and then maybe you underestimate how important some people could be for you until like they are gone, like forever. Yeah. And then you start to realize that that could happen with many people around you, especially with your parents. Like it's normal that they will like die first than you.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, for example, I remember that when I was in, I think that was high school, and I think we have like a subject that it was like something about religion. I don't know. And I don't know why the teacher asked this kind of question, but he asked something like we like to die before or your parents die before of you, something like that. And like at that time, of course, like you were very young. And in my case, I say like, no, I don't, I will prefer to die first. Like I wouldn't like to be here left without my parents. Like I say that.
Yeah.
But now, like that I'm an adult and I'm also went through to a very bad loss. Like I would say, like of course I love them, but I wouldn't like to them to going through the same situation again. So of course, like I will have to accept that maybe they will die first, and then like there is no way that you can prepare yourself for that that situation, but maybe like trying to understand that it's like the cycle of life that maybe it wouldn't happen in that way. Maybe you will die first, nobody knows, but maybe, but the expected way is the other way. So yeah, and yeah, like it's just one of those things that you think about, but I think that is not a, there's no way that you can prepare yourself for that. I don't know. I know there are like some courses that you can do about grieving. I don't know if that helps. I haven't checked honestly, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and I once when I say that, like I also I wouldn't know how you would like make yourself stronger for something like that.
Yeah, like I've heard about like some type of meditation, I think, where you kind of think about that and maybe people around you. I think it's kind of like a mental just kind of preparation that, oh, that is something that could happen, right? Because I think most people try to kind of push it down and push it away, like, no one I love is ever gonna die. I mean, I guess in this, like, I've been very lucky so far, because when I was about 18 years old, my grandpa passed away. But like after that, I didn't have anyone like very close in my family pass away. So that's also, something of that's, I guess it's a bit scary, but something that, eventually will happen.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And how are you? How would you say your parents are doing?
Well, I would say like it's really like hard to say or to know, because like it's a different loss, like when you lost a parent, or when you lost a sibling, or when you lost a son, or like. What I learned, like, it's a different, I don't know, like, it's a different bond and a different situation, totally different. But I think, like, they are, I would say that I'm in peace in some way, because they have each other. So I think that it's easier when you have someone that is supporting you all the time. And also, like, both of them lost a child. So I would say, like, it's the same, like, the same feeling, the same in some way. So I think that at least they have each other to be together and going through this situation. So I think, like, anyways, like, life has to continue. And I know that it wasn't easy for them, but I think that they are like going through, like, with time. I would say like everything is with time.
Is this something you feel like you can talk about with your parents?
Not really. Like I would say that as same as you, like the first time that I like experienced death, also like my grandfather, he died when I was like 15, something like that. But we weren't like very close, and also, like, for example, especially my family, we are this type of family that doesn't like express very much their feelings. So for example, when my grandfather died, like I didn't see like them like showing. Of course, it was hard. Like I knew that, but you know, like some people are like better than others in showing like how they feel. So I would say that also could make things harder to handle. But in my case, I would say, like, because I'm from another generation, like, I try, like, to have, like, this situation to help us to be, like, closer to each other, and maybe to, like, it was, like, impossible, you know, to talk about that.
Yeah.
So, I can, like, also it depends the way how you approach the situation.
Mm.
And, like, also, like, usually when you move abroad to live in another country, probably you want to have a life different that your parents have. And also, maybe, you want to improve a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, like, being here, I have already, like, changed in some aspects. So, like, in that also makes the situation, like, different in terms of talking about how we feel and how handle the situation.
Yeah, because are you far away then from your parents now?
Yeah, I'm from Colombia, so it's South America.
Okay, yeah.
So so it's far.
Mm, yeah, it's far. Yeah, and as you mentioned, them being physically far apart and being from a different generation, and you may be also getting used to a new culture and new customs. Then it might be difficult to really open up towards each other.
Yeah, but usually what happens is, like, I realized that, as I said before, like, when you have that person there close to you, like, you don't, like, really appreciate that them.
Mm-hmm.
So with my parents, it was like that. Like, when I moved, I would say, like, we talk more than when I was there. So it's kind of strange, but I think that, that happens a lot also with many people.
But that's good then that you, I mean, so far away and you're still so connected with them.
Yeah, I think it's important. It's important always, like, to keep yourself connected with simple things, having conversation with people, like, do not live maybe too focused on the, for example, work, or, for example, doing money, or like, you need to have like, that conversations, those connections. I think that are crucial for growing in life.
Yeah, that's a good reminder for myself. I can get kind of caught up in things I need to do and work stuff and goals, and that I'm sometimes just kind of forget about family members, or don't reach out enough to them.
Yeah, exactly.
I just have to say thank you for being so open, so vulnerable with me and sharing a little bit about your experience of having to deal with the loss of your brother. But I'm very happy to hear at least that, you know, you have such a nice community around you that helped and support you, and that I feel like you're in a lot of a better space right now.
I wasn't sure about having the conversation, but I say, like, are those kind of things that maybe we should try to do, like, new things, and, like, open yourself more, talking more. Also, like, you can learn from other people.
Yeah.
And I think that, especially I love, like, the name that you put to your podcast. I think it's very meaningful. It means, like, a lot. I think, like, I think it's meant to be very successful, because I think, like, we need more of those kind of things.
Mm.
So, yeah. thank you also for having me. And I hope like you, well, with time you find like the direction, but I think like the main purpose of what you're doing is really good. And then I would say like it will end up in a good thing.
Mm. Yeah, thank you for those for those very kind words, and wish you well.
Okay, the same. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.